Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. And guys, welcome back to a new edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. So glad you could join us. Really have a great show for you today. Have a couple great guests coming on. I think you're going to learn a lot. You're definitely going to be inspired. And that is the mission of the show. We talk about fashion, we talk about business, and we talk about lifestyle. And I really want to stress the fact that this show is really for everybody, not just a gentleman. If you're a budding entrepreneur, you want to tune in. If you're somebody who wants to start their own business, you've been thinking about it, and you need that extra little nudge of encouragement, you're in the right place. If you like men's fashion, you're definitely in the right place as well. And I think we have a nice blend of that coming right at you today. Out the gate, we will be talking with an entrepreneur who definitely inspired me. He's doing amazing things, and he just graduated from college, but he's giving back to the community, so he definitely has to be applauded for that as well. We have to give it up for Dez Sumter. He will be joining us, find out what lifting our youth is all about, and how you can follow in his footsteps and make an impact in your community. Also, we'll be talking fashion with somebody who's been on the show before, and we're excited to have him come back on. That's Troy. You may remember him as The Genuine Article on Instagram. Has a lot of knowledge. He works in the fashion industry, and he is going to come on and help us understand a little bit more about men's fashion. I think you're going to enjoy that as well. So, hopefully your appetite has been wet. If you ever have a show idea or you'd like to be featured, don't be afraid to reach out, because we're an open book here at Gentleman's Podcast. Just send us a message at Gentleman's Podcast on Instagram. But enough about that. Guys, I think you're ready to be inspired. I think you're ready to be motivated and get a little bit of information about fashion as well. Let's do it. Let's start the show right now.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, just wanted to thank you once again for tuning in to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And in our efforts to really encourage and inspire, we have a great guest today. This is somebody you'll probably hear from again in the near future on the podcast, but want to just have him on today and introduce himself, let everybody know what he does. And I think you guys are going to really be inspired by his story, because he's really an amazing guy. Welcome to the show, Desmond Sumter from Lifting Our Youth. Desmond, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, man. It's a pleasure for you having me.
Yeah, glad you could come on. You know, I mentioned at the very beginning, just in that intro, that you have an organization, Lifting Our Youth, and I feel it's important that you just kind of let everybody know a bit about yourself and also about what you're doing with Lifting Our Youth.
Okay. I'm originally from Georgetown, South Carolina. Not too many people familiar with the area, but it's a pretty poor area where a lot of guys don't make it out. And, you know, when I was brainstorming to start the organization, it was me, my sister Tara, my best friend Jeff Ron, and one of my other friends, Jasmine. We were just trying to figure out a way we can give back to the community and, you know, just be an example. So, you know, as I was brainstorming, you know, I aimed to, you know, be resilient. It started off with that word. It stood out to me. And I just wanted to, you know, let African-American males and females know that regardless of your situation, regardless of where you come from, don't let that hold you back from chasing your dreams and, you know, becoming more. I wasn't born into the best situation, but I made made the best out of it. You know, a lot of people don't have money for school and things like that. So we definitely do scholarships and things like that to just help the community and help these African-American males and females to just let them know that they can be resilient regardless of that situation. They can always chase their dreams for sure.
Man, it's beautiful that you guys are doing that. And I have to say, you're on the younger side. And what made you as a young person, you know, just getting out of college yourself, want to give back in this way? Because a lot of people will be kind of preoccupied with their own life, trying to get their own career going and kind of focused on that. What is it that makes you feel so passionate about giving back to the community?
You know, in my mind, it was a wild weight situation. You know, if I have the ability to help anyone, I'm going to do it. It might not be much, but just knowing, you know, that I'm helping someone. So it all goes back to just having that passion for it. You know, a lot of people do things just to say they've done it or just to look good for the social media, but who really have that passion for it? And I'm only 23 years old, but I wanted to that example for the younger generation because I'm still young myself and I can kind of click with them around this age because I've been there and I've done that.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that you actually could relate to them as well when they see you, what you've accomplished, the way you carry yourself, your presentation, that has to go a long way. Now, with your own educational journey, what's your background like in that area?
Well, I was offered a track scholarship to run on the collegiate level from different schools, and I decided to go to Winthrop University. I majored in exercise science. It wasn't until my junior year I wanted to change my major to business administration, but it would have put me back a while, so I decided to stick to the major and decided to get my MBA once I get my bachelor's in exercise science. To, you know, go more towards that business standpoint. But, you know, during that time, I've been involved in, you know, different organizations and things like that as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the fact that you're actually have achieved what a lot of kids, like you mentioned, in your situation can only dream about, that has to inspire them. What's been one of the most rewarding experiences that you've had so far with one of the youth that you've worked with?
Well, I definitely would say the scholarship. I had a young guy who was going to school for football. It wasn't a full ride, and he was a little short on, you know, the cost to go to college, and we was able to come up with some money to help him out, to get him to school, and to me, that was rewarding. You know, just being able to see someone that wants to do better, who wants to go to that next level to get a higher education, just being able to help him, it just was rewarding.
Yeah, no, that has to feel absolutely wonderful. The fact that you are having that impact on somebody's life. I mean, I really can't put that into words. That's something I've thought about doing in the past and haven't been able to really put anything into place yet. But man, I have to talk with you offline and see how we actually could help out. But let me ask you a little bit more about Lifting Our Youth. Where is it located? And if anybody wants to help or get involved, how can they do so?
Okay, so Lifting Our Youth, we are located in South Carolina. We wanted to start from our hometown, of course, specifically at first, which is Georgetown, and we're going to eventually branch out the larger we get, you know, the more involvement, the more people we get involved as well. If you do want to help, you could follow our Instagram, which is at Lifting Our Youth, as well as our website, www.liftingouryouth.com. You can definitely check those out. You are able to donate on the website and as well as visit our Instagram and our Twitter as well.
Okay, definitely. Everybody check that out, Lifting Our Youth. And let me ask you a couple more questions before we go, because I'm just really curious. You mentioned social media at one point during this interview, and that's a huge part of people's lives these days. What advice do you give people regarding social media? Because one thing I noticed about you is you carry yourself in a very professional manner. Now, is that deliberate, or is that just kind of working well with your branding for you being a business person or a role model? Speak to that just a little bit.
I'm big on how you carry yourself, because you know, as African-American males, we tend to be stereotyped, you know, and, you know, our image is everything before a man speaks. So, you know, I just want to influence young males to move different. You know, I like to tell a lot of the kids, the younger guys, to if you want different, you have to move different. That's whether you're dressing, no sagging your pants, because, you know, the way you carry yourself can take you a long way for sure. And I just want to influence those guys that, you know, you can move different, you know, pull up your pants, you know, tuck in your shirt, and, you know, let's get it rolling.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, I mean, you're one of the most stylish guys I've seen on Instagram, really. I'm curious, what's the response to you carrying yourself in that way? Not only with the kids, but just when you go out into the world as a young African-American man and people see you, they have to be taken back a little bit because it's not something you see every day.
Right. And, you know, on a daily basis, man, people compliment me, ask me where I shop, or, you know, tips on what to wear to an interview, a job interview, or, you know, how to dress. I have a lot of people that DM me asking for advice on what they should wear here, or what color would look best with this suit, you know, different things like that. And that's something that I'm passionate about as well. You know, I enjoy doing that. I enjoy giving advice and working with people from all platforms.
Yeah, no, that's great. I can see why people would reach out, and it's awesome that you're influencing the next generation as well. That's one of the missions of the Life of a Gentleman podcast, really, is to highlight that, and because it's so important that we carry ourselves as gentlemen at all times. And I'm just kind of curious. I like to ask a lot of people when they come on, the life of a gentleman, you know, it's just a phrase, but what does that really mean to you? How does that resonate in your mind?
You know, different things come to mind when I hear it. You know, definitely someone who's able to influence others for sure, and carry itself on a higher level, far as, you know, the dressing, or, you know, the way they just move, maneuver on a daily basis, man. It's positive vibes when I hear the life of a gentleman, for sure.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that too. Now, the last question I want to ask is, this is a big one because, you know, myself included, I'm somebody who wants to give back in my community. You know, I haven't really done as much as I feel I can. I know there's other people out there that want to give back in their community. What advice would you give us? Because you're somebody who's done it. So what advice would you give us if we're just getting started, or we don't know really where to start, how to give back, or maybe get a nonprofit or something like that set up? What's the best piece of advice?
I would definitely say communicate and reach out. A lot of times there are a lot of people who want to give back and help and don't know where to start, as you said. For me specifically, it was me reaching out to my old high school principal, you know, because there are other, you know, adults and people that are in these positions that are able to put you in the right position. So definitely communicate. If you have an idea, definitely reach out to someone that you feel can help you or give you advice, because there are so many people out there that wants to give back and who are not, don't know where to start, or, you know, don't have an idea on what route that they want to take. So definitely communicate, reach out to people, and definitely just communicate, man. I can't preach it enough.
Yeah, just kind of roll up our sleeves and get involved in the community. I like what you said. You went to the your old principal, because we all know somebody probably in education or in the field of business, and we probably could just get that conversation started and then see where it leads, probably, right? Hey, before you go, one last thing. Remind us one more time of the Instagram and the website so we can get on there and support and learn more about the good work you're doing in the community, because it is a great thing you're doing.
And you can always check us out on all platforms, with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at LiftingIU, as well as our website, www.liftingiu.com. And my Instagram is Des_Sumpter, SUMPTER.
All right, guys, there you have it. Desmond, thank you so much for your time. Guys, definitely let this be a lesson to you. You're never too young to start giving back to your community. And hats off to you, Desmond, for everything that you're doing. Looking forward to having you back on the show in the very near future. And next time, I think we should talk about fashion, because you definitely could have some tips that could help guys step up their game.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Hey, gents, let's take a minute and talk some style and fashion. Our guest expert heats up social media with style and definitely can help us enhance our fashion sense. Whether we're a beginner or a style expert, we can always learn more. The Style Tip of the Week is up next. Let's talk fashion, baby.
All right, I'm Troy Russell with the Genuine Article blog, also with One of One Custom Clothing out of L.A., and I'm the West Coast Sales Associate for Gladson Limited based out of New York, and happy to be back.
Man, Troy, glad you're back. Know you're busy just getting in from Chicago. How was the Chicago trip?
Chicago was amazing. It was my first time being there in the summertime. Ironically, I'm always there in the winter, so it was great to be able to have some downtime over last weekend and go and check out the city. I got to kind of see their sort of like bar scene and somewhat of the club scene a little, but also had a chance to get some of the food and then like hang out on the river a little and just be able to see. It was a gorgeous weekend, so I feel lucky. It was a great town. I love Chicago.
Yeah, I love Chicago myself. Love the food, man. Tons of good options.
Yeah.
You grab a Chicago dog?
Absolutely. I didn't. You know, I wanted to, but I didn't have a chance to get a Chicago dog. That was on the agenda. But then, hey, it just gives me a reason to go back, right?
There you go. Come on back, man. Come on back east a little bit. So what do you got for us today, man?
So I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about fall, you know, and just, you know, it's August and then most of the country is still really warm. But, you know, if you're making custom, now is the time to start to get your ideas together for what you want to wear for this season. And then also, since I just got back from Chicago, I was able to check out some new deckwear. And just want to kind of talk about ways to kind of trend your outfit the right way into the colder months.
That sounds perfect because, you know, in reality, it's going to start cooling off probably in about 30 days, 40 days. And so it's time to start thinking about it. And you're the guy with the tips. So, man, I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm looking forward to this.
What I'd like to talk about first is just like suitings. On the blog previously, I wrote up an article about suitings for the summer, like how to beat the heat. So now we're going to kind of do the other side of the coin, how to beat the cold. In the Midwest areas, you know, there's not too many areas where you need a heavyweight jacket, you know, something like a top coat, because you're in the car, the heat's on, most people have automatic starters, so they just hop in the car, it's already warm, they drive to the office, they're maybe outside for just a little bit, but you can still do a nice year-round weight flannel suiting, and I mean, it's really fun to work those types of things into your wardrobe. A lot of guys have been really getting into like Harris tweed jackets. And, you know, Harris tweed is meant for, you know, really kind of rugged, but it wears in. So that with like a pair of boots and a gray jeans, maybe a vest underneath it, nice tie, that could be a really cool outfit for a weekend or night out or just a regular day at the office, your casual Friday, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Harris tweed is great. That stuff seems to last forever, too. I've seen some vintage Harris tweed stuff. I swear it's from like the 40s. It still looks like it's brand new.
Yeah. It's really great material. The weaving process on it is insane. And it's all made in one part of the world. And it's policed by the Harris Tweed Authority, so it's not able to be knocked off. So as long as it's got the Harris Tweed logo on it, it actually is true Harris Tweed. And yeah, it's meant to last forever. It's incredible cloth.
Wow, I did not know that they had their official police on the case. But man, it makes sense, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really cool deal. And, you know, some of the neckwear I saw, Gladson's actually doing a neckwear line of Fresco. And this is a tropical fabric, but it's cool because it's like, you know, it's a travel material. And so to have your tie to pair up with it, you know, the tie doesn't wrinkle. And so those have been my favorite ties lately. People have probably seen those on my Instagram. But also just like a flannel tie, you know, something with a little heavier weight to pair with your flannel jacketing or suiting. And or you could do, like, you know, a vest with a nice sort of brushed cotton finished shirt with a tie, you know, like, or some jeans and a nice pair of shoes or boots. But yeah. Fall is my favorite time of year. Even still living out in L.A., like, I love getting over to Denver, you know, getting over into the cold states and being able to wear my winter stuff. It's just great.
Yeah, no, you make a lot of good points. I like what you're saying. Here's a question, though, because a lot of guys, they may not have a flannel suit just yet. And maybe they haven't come across Harris Tweed and we're just opening their eyes to it. But, you know, when people are first starting out with suiting, they usually go to the store and they buy a wool suit. You know, they have those numbers, okay, 120s, 130s, things like that. I know that you're knowledgeable in this area. Break that down for us.
Like the super numbers?
Yeah, the super numbers. You know, just I know I'm coming at you off the cuff with that, but break down the super numbers. Can you wear those in the fall and still be warm enough, or will you look ridiculous?
No, so the super number is only, it's just the type of wool. It's actually interesting you bring this up and we're talking about fall. So the super numbers, you go from 100s all the way up to 200s. They sort of go in increments of 10, but mostly you'll see 120s, 130s, 150s. Those are kind of your standard suiting. The higher the super number, the finer the yarn. And so that's really all it is just the width or the micron of the yarn itself. So when a sheep is shorn, there are guys, and this is another sort of a police situation, these guys are certified to literally just hand touch a bale of wool and say, this is a 150s yarn, this is a 120s yarn, you know, this is a 180s yarn. And so it's just from different parts of the sheep. And I think we may have touched on this last time, how the sheep are just taken care of better than most people's children. So it's a very interesting process, but that number doesn't have anything to do with the weight. So the reason why I said this is so interesting is because Glasson has just released a new collection called QZ Squared. It's the second version of QZ. And those wools are all super 150s, but they're flannel or heavyweight wools. These are your fall coatings. Yeah, so it's really just, it's about the weight of the actual material. So the super number is just that raw material. It's just the very first step. The weight depends on how many yarns are spun together and the weaving process in order to make the goods whatever they look to achieve, like a flannel or a mill finish, which is basically, it could be a year-round weight, but it has a flannel finish to it, or that clear finish, which most people love, that nice, slick, smooth, like the kind of clean wool. So the super number really doesn't have anything to do with the weight. It's got everything to do with just the yarn and the quality of the yarn that used in there. All now, right. If you want a suit to be worn more often, though, you want a lower super number. So I've heard a lot of stories of guys coming in like, I only wear super 150s. And it's like, okay, how many super 150s do you have? And then, you know, you need to have a lot in order to only wear super 150s, because that's a suit you wear once, maybe twice a week.
That's good to know. No, you know what? We appreciate this information, because a part of the show, you know, what we want to do is educate. But, you know, back to something you said about those kind of guys that are policing, feeling the wool and knowing by touch. Man, you know, I wonder how long it takes to be able to know the difference by touch. I worked with a guy. He worked in the apparel industry probably for 40 years, and he could tell you by the touch. So I actually saw him do this. He could tell you the different fabrics, what they were by the touch of his hand. And a lot of people used to think he was just goofing around, but we tested him sometimes, and he actually knew what he was talking about. So have you ever come across those craftsmen like that? And what was your reaction to that?
Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm around them pretty often, and I'm kind of, I test myself every once in a while, too, to be able to see, because when you get your swatches for the next season, you're able to touch and feel it, and then you test mentally right away, you want to guess, like, is this 150s, 130s, and so sometimes it's tougher, but the owner of Glasson is one of those guys, and a lot of our higher-ups in the company are those guys. They're around wool all the time because they're the guys that are in the front lines of the company sourcing the wool and just going all over Europe in order to find the best wool. And so they're just so used to touching something and saying, oh, that's 150 or oh, that's 120. So, yeah, it's being around those guys, it's incredible. Whenever I am around them, I always like to just kind of do what you're doing with me, ask a lot of questions, you know, just trying to get as much info as possible and try to sharpen my own tool shed, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, we got a little bit off track talking about the fall suiting, but let me ask you this. Would you be willing to come back on and we'll do a follow-up? We'll talk a little bit deeper into the fall suiting, but definitely enjoyed this discussion. All right. Well,
always good to be on, and I'm willing to come on whenever.
All right. That sounds good. We definitely want to have you back. But before we go, let people know how they can follow you on social media, because we know you have a blog as well. So if people want this kind of info, you can only get it here on The Life of a Gentleman, or if you get in touch with Troy, The Genuine Article. So how do they do that?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's TheGenuine_article_. And then the blog is www.thegenuinearticle.com. I'm sorry, it's thegenuine-article.com. And my custom business, our Instagram just launched, so we're at 1 of 1 clothing on Instagram. And then we'll be releasing the website here pretty soon.
All right. Sounds good, Troy. Looking forward to more. And we will talk to you again very soon, my friend.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's going to do it for another edition of the podcast. I'm certainly glad that you came along for the ride. We appreciate you. And if you could, we're going to ask you to do us a favor. If you could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? If you do leave a rating, send us a DM. And I have a special surprise for you from Harrison Blake Apparel. You are going to get a very big surprise if you leave a review for us and send us a DM with that review. I'm just going to leave it at that, but I guarantee you it's going to be worth it. It's going to take about 30 seconds of your time, and certainly we appreciate it, because this will help us get information like this out to other people who are interested in living the life of a gentleman as well. Before we go, I want to say a big thank you to Dez Sumter from Lifting Our Youth. And thank you to Dez for the work that he does in the community, giving back, sending kids to college, and really setting an example for all of us. Also, a special thank you needs to go out to Troy, The Genuine Article. You guys check him out on Instagram. He's got some really good style, classic vibes, really great guy, and knows what he's talking about when it comes to fashion. We want to make sure that we're walking the walk and we're talking the talk on The Life of a Gentleman. And so over the next few weeks, you are going to hear a few different voices coming onto the show, but I guarantee you guys that we are ramping it up. We have some amazing guests lined up in the works. We have some people that are very authentic, doing great work in the community, and also people that are succeeding in business. So if you thought the show was good before, you haven't seen anything yet. Get ready for The Life of a Gentleman next week. You won't want to miss it. And we have a big announcement coming on social media. Stay tuned for that as well. At The Life of a Gent, at Gentleman's Podcast. Giveaway time is here. You guys are going to love it. Until next time, as always, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive 1 necktie and 4 accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.